Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Aleph Omud Aleph. And we're in the 6-5 Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem finally finishing off this beautiful Siman Tov Reish Chav Tes, which deals with many of the halachos of Schach. And really, it's a short share today. We're in the middle of an inyan where we discussed yesterday two opinions. Just to quickly go over, we had the first opinion that said that if you are Poreis a Satin, if you're putting up a sheet to go protect you from the sun, and or to protect the leaves from the schach from falling into the soup. So the first opinion said it's no good. Unless you're doing it for purely beautification purposes, then it's allowed. The second opinion says if you're doing it for the protection of the schach from drying out, so then that's not allowed. Or if you're doing it for the protection to keep the schach kosher by having enough schach there, so you're preventing the leaves from falling down, so then it's no good. But if you're doing it to protect you from the sun, or you're doing it for beautification purposes, then it's acceptable. This latter opinion was the Rabbeinu Tam. The former opinion was Rashi's opinion. Now we'll pick up already halfway down inside the Aleph Omud Aleph, where we have already done all the way up to the Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Nun Vav, which we'll pick up now. In lo kivein b'chule, aval im lo kivein b'frisas ha-sodin el lohogein mipnei ha-chama v'ha-olin olin osa. As I just said outside, here's what we read it yesterday inside, I'll read it again now. If your intention in putting up this sodin, this sheet, is not to protect the schach from drying out or to maintain the schach up there, but it's for the purposes lohogein mipnei ha-chama, to go protect you from the sun, and there's enough kosher schach without this, or to protect you from the leaves falling in to your soup, or linoosa, or for the beautification of the sukkah, ksheira. It is perfectly acceptable. The Mishneh Berurah explains the Sivkot Nun Vav, Pirish, im hoysa mesuchechas yofer, if it was perfectly good kosher schach without this sodden, binyan shein locho shayideha nesher, yeha chamosa merub mitzilosa, and it's this sheet over here is not going to make the schach kosher, that even if these couple of leaves fell off, you still would have kosher schach there, so it's not really maintaining the schach. You have more than enough kosher schach, even if some leaves fall off. You just don't want the leaves to fall off into your soup. So you're not doing this to prevent the schach from becoming pasul. You're doing this to prevent the schach from falling into your soup. So in this situation, you're only doing this to protect you from the sun, so the schach doesn't fall into your soup, then it is kishera. And this is the opinion of the Beis Yosef. Then we go to new mechaber, fourth line, tzadi aleph amud aleph, ubavad. But one has to be careful. She besoch arbo l'schach. As we mentioned yesterday, when you're doing this for beautification purposes, or even according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the second more lenient opinion, that you're doing it to protect you from the sun, or to protect your soup from the leaves falling into it, so then it must be within four tefachim of the schach in order to be subordinate to the schach. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, the Ramaska Uvad, tells us that it's Poshut, the Hashulchan Aruch Koi Gam Al Hogin. This goes on both of them, not only to for the beautification, but even for the protecting you from the sun or the protecting the leaves from falling into the soup. And the Tur says it's Beferish, Vechei Muchach Betur. He then adds from Rekiva Eger that the opinion that is brought down over here, according to the Rabbi Bar Tanura, is that you can't have 10 tefachim here between the schach and the sheet. Because if you do, the lav hochi nivsa mishum sukkah shetach sukkah. Otherwise, you have a separate psul of sukkah tach sukkah. Obed, in the issue footnote number 43, he brings down that we said if it's not sturdy enough to hold up sheets and pillows, that you could actually lean on it and rest on it. So then we had already said in Simon Tov Reish Chav Ches, she'ein psul sukkah tachas sukkah. It's not going to be possible because of a sukkah tachas a sukkah. And likewise, im asad nimtza me'al eschach, if it's on top of it, then the fano sivo, and it doesn't have walls around it. So then, in the Sharetzion over there, we also learn shena sukkah nechshevas sukkah tachas sukkah. Ultimately, the Chofetz Chaim says, however, ladina dino mamish kimol l'noso, he says the same din applies as with the putting it there for beautification purposes, the bo'inan, that it bottom line has to be shlo yu muflogim mimeno arbo tvachim. For all of this, he says it has to be within four tvachim, and you shouldn't rely upon this 10 tvachim idea. Now, the Mechaber concludes and says, umihu, however, and this is based upon the tour, based upon the Gemara, with Minyamin Abda de Ravashi, and he says as follows, L'chadchila lo yase, you shouldn't do this, elo imkein hu nikar lakol shemachavin kidei lohogin. As we discussed in yesterday, the Bir Halacha, in the Shir yesterday, that the simple understanding here is that the only time even that the Rabbeinu Tam would allow this is if it's clearly recognizable that you're doing this to protect yourself from the sun or to protect yourself from having the leaves fall into your soup. Oh, shushari b'mayim, or that it's soaked in water. and then it's recognizable. You're only doing it there to dry it out, and you're not doing it there for any other purpose. In that situation, it would be allowed. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Zayin, the people who see this shouldn't say, oh, maybe that he's doing this to have more sale than chama. And in that situation, even if it's not during the time of achila, it would be no good. Why? Because people are going to say, the yomru, because the people are going to say, he's leaving it there even when he eats. Because your kavan is, it has to be clear that you're doing it to protect yourself from the sun or from the leaves swirling into your soup. And this is only, of course, this is only according to Rabbeinu Tam, that we mentioned previously. And this is the way most of the Achronim understand this, as opposed to the way the Taz understood it yesterday, that could even be according to Rashi under certain circumstances. And the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halach said, I'm not bringing it down in the Mishnah Berurah, because all the other Achronim seem to disagree with the Taz. So that's why over here he doesn't bring it down. Abel, they are Rishon, according to Rashi, Af Biofen Zeoser. Simple understanding, not like the Taz, is that according to Rashi, it would not be acceptable under any circumstance. He says, I in the Bir Halacha. This is what we looked at yesterday in the Bir Halacha, where he said that the Taz disagrees, but that's not brought down here in the Mishnah Berurah. And he says, therefore, the Chayin Yesh Lahach Melamaisa, that Rashi doesn't hold like this, the Chayin Kosuwa Bach Usharachron, and all the Bach and the other Achron that we mentioned yesterday, all disagree with the Taz and understand Rashi saying under no circumstances it's good, and only under these specific circumstances is the Rebbeinu Tam Mekel. But, if there are extenuating circumstances here, it's very difficult for you to eat in the sukkah because the leaves keep on falling off. And it's ruining your food and your mitzvah. Or it rained previously and it keeps on dripping down, drip, 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 drip from the previous rains, and it's destroying your ability to sit in the sukkah. Or there's a significant amount of wind coming through the top, and it's putting out your candles, and you can't see what you're doing. So in all of these situations, when you have no choice, mutov, lifros, sadin, tachas, aschach, it's acceptable to put a sadin underneath the schach over here, besoch arba tvachim, as long as it's within four tvachim of the schach, so it's subordinate to it, mishayocha chutz l'sukkah, rather than eating outside the sukkah. However, in this situation, but you shouldn't make the bracha of leisha basukah in this situation because it's possible that you're really not yotze. So, mimanashach, eat there in case of yotze, you're yotze. And if you're not yotze, so no big deal. You're eating outside your house and you're allowed to eat outside your house. That's not a problem. And you have no choice because you can't eat in the sukkah. But don't make a bracha because maybe you're not being yotze, but eat in the sukkah because maybe you are being yotze. The issue, footnote number 41, has a very interesting discussion. The chayin lifros kisui mi plastic me al o mi tachas l'schach b'shas yidus u'sham. Should you or should you not go and put up some type of a shlach, put up a plastic above or below the schach to protect you from the rain? So he brings down a fascinating tshuva from the Shevet Levi, Rav Oz Zatzal. Sheroi lasus came. This is a good idea. Ula hamshich lo sheves v'sukkah. Go and sit in the sukkah while it's raining, with your shlock up, with this plastic up, even though it's keeping you dry, it is a full protection from the rain. Nevertheless, technically, this is no different than putting up a sudden to protect you from the sun or to protect you from the falling leaves into your soup. V'chein mashma from Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal in the Yigus Moshe. So both Rav Ozna and Rav Moshe, both Zatzal, great Gedolei Hador, both say it's better to put up this type of a strong plastic shlock and sit in the sukkah when it's pouring. On the other hand, Me'idach, Midiri Amogin Avram, and seemingly the interpretation of the Mishnah Berurah, Shekos of Lifros Sadin Kedei Lahogim Vnei Gesham and Anofim, it's only to protect it from the dripping down rain, the low kosav, and he doesn't say, Shepari so b'shasik shom, that you put it up during the actual rain. So daiku hachach mishlomo va'piskazuta, these great achronim, they're medayik over here from this loshon, that when it's pouring rain, b'shasik this is yisham imamish, ain't a makai mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, then it doesn't help you at all. Af im yoshiv tachas sodin, even if you sit underneath a sodin, then it's tar b'shivaso, and you have no tsar whatsoever. They hold that it's not called a sukkah in that situation. Kivim shemavur b'mishnah, the Mishnah says shegisham simin klala b'chakein. If it's a simin klala, obviously you can't be yotze in that situation. This is what Kosh Mochus sort of say, throwing back in your face your offering. He doesn't want us to be yotze sitting in the sukkah. Now, if there was an easy way to be yotze sitting in the sukkah when it's pouring rain, the Gemara wouldn't have said that. Even the person says, listen, I love to sit in the sukkah, and this plastic is not making me at all uncomfortable, and therefore, I'm going to go sit in the sukkah when it's pouring rain. I'm protected from the rain. And they don't allow this. They say the only time that this din in the Gemara is talking about is to protect you from the rain that's dripping down from the schach, from the previous rain, not that it's raining right now. And they add, Vosifu, Shekemashim Listim is Losh in the Shulchan Aruch, Lakaman. This seems to be the language that we're going to learn in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tafri Islam Attest, where it writes, Shim Yorodu Gishom Nimhareze Nichnas Sochabais. If it's pouring rain, it says go into the house. It doesn't say put up a plastic. Below Kosav Eitzel, Lachasus is Schach. They didn't give the Eitzel there, well, just cover up the Schach. And indeed, the Magen Avraham, nor the Mishnah Berurah, mentioned doing such an idea. So therefore, the Velt seems to pass in against Rav Ozna and Rav Moshe Zatzal, and don't sit in the sukkah when it's pouring rain, even though they put up a shlak. Albeit, I know some people that do. They put up their shlak and they sit in the sukkah. Certainly there's nothing wrong with that. And this is also brought down in the Tzofetas Panach by the Rogachov Zatzal. Shibishasa Gisham Masukkah Eino Nechsheva Kisukkah. He says it loses its status of a sukkah at that point. Va'apotami Levish Loshevisbo Hulurak Mishu Mitzdar. And he says it's not just a question of are you mitzdar or not. He says you're not sitting in the sukkah at the time that it's pouring rain. So this is a very, very beautiful and interesting Dirshu footnote, number 41. Now, we conclude the Mishnah Berurah here, and he says, when the Sadin is soaked in water, so then it's clear that you're only putting it out to dry. And Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot Nuntes, look in the Bir Halach over here, the Lefi Ma'ash Eskimu Achronim, the Yesh Lahachmik, the Rishonim, that we should be Machmir, like Rashi, Yesh Lazor, Shalom Lefros Afilu Yabish, that you shouldn't even put the Sadin out to even go and dry it out, unless, of course, nobody's in the sukkah, then it would be okay. And that's what the Bir Halacha says. In Dibur HaMasul, O Shehu Shari B'mayim, he brings down the Morgan of Ram that writes, when we call Makom B'Shas Achila Osir, he brings it down from the Ran and the Beis Yosef. However, the Chofetz Chaim himself questions this. He says, V'tzorach Iyan, D'ha Divrei HaShulchan Aruch Koi B'das HaYesh Omrim. This is talking according to the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. The Hulashit is Rabbeinu Tam. But he says it's good under these circumstances when you're not doing it to protect the schach and you're not doing it to make kosher a schach, to make more tzel than the chama, so then it should be good. Unless it's doing it to make the sukkah kosher, so then it's not a problem. If it's doing it to make the kosher sukkah kosher, then it is a problem. The Beis Yosef in Ran, and that which he writes down, this is based on the Ran and the Beis Yosef, Gamkin in a Raya. That's not a good Raya, because the Ran himself, Koi Alibo de Rashi, the Ran's calling like Rashi, who says it's no good no matter what. The Srile, the B'nai Nishar, who is a deraisa, it says it's not good, it's a deraisa. And is a mistopic in Paris Asad and Liabsho, Du Litzorach HaBegid Bovad, when you're doing it to dry it out, is it purely for the Begid? And in that situation, it's a mistopic, Imutur Olo. Because yes, is the Eish Svar Lahachmir, that is even there. To be machmir, the dafka lehana also. It's only to beautify it, which is a tzorach of the sukkah that it's allowed. Masha eino kain bezeh shul tzorach beged. When you're doing it, as opposed not for the sukkah but for the beged, maybe it's not batel legabi a sukkah, or maybe not. Oduma, it's dafka beporis kedil lahagin al atzmo b'neacham of an ashar. That there's in that situation, you're protecting yourself with something that's a kabbal tuma, and it's not allowed. As opposed to masha ein kain kishishodko kedil yavsho. But if you're putting it out to dry it out. It has nothing to do with the schach, and it would be permissible with sharei. So therefore, he questions this understanding, and he says, the Ran concludes, see him Ran, the Lamaisa Yesh Lahachmir, that one should be Machmir. However, Aval Rabbeinu Tam, Loya Mistapik Aran Klal. This is only according to Rashi, the Vadi Shari according to Rabbeinu Tam. And this is also found, the Chei Muchach with Daki Moshe, the Ramah in the Daki Moshe, Shekosov Al Hai Sveka, the Ran, the Mitur Mashma the Shari. By Shulchan Aruch, halo hitik, loshon ator, and Shulchan Aruch is bringing down the loshon of the tor, and there's also the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, and that according to Rabbeinu Tam, it would be permissible. And then he says afterwards, after all the discussion, I found in the Sefer Nahar Shalom, Shekosov gam kein dil Rabbeinu Tam the Vadishari. He agrees with what I said that according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's good, and we're left with a kusha on the Magen Avraham. He then brings down other opinions that maybe disagree with this. Ayin Shom and the rest of this beautiful Bir Halach. He concludes at the end of this, and he says Ladina. That we have to be machmir like Rashi Shita anyway. So therefore, don't put the sheet out to dry when you're eating, even if it's within Arba Tvachim unless it's the time of not eating. If you're not using the sukkah then, so then you can do it. It's not a problem. With this, we conclude Simin Tov Reish Chav Tes and today's shir.